As I step onto the battlefield, I attempt to block the sensory information I receive. The anguish and agony within the cries of downed comrades drowned out only by the ever-increasing intensity of incoming enemy mortar and small-arms fire. The sight of fallen brothers obscured only by the thickness of smoke and unsettled earth stemming from a combination of explosives, shrapnel, and a human capacity for cruelty so vast it begets a new form of inhumanity. The pain from prolonged exposure to repetitive blasts of heat and concussive reverberations eased only by the adrenaline surging through my veins. As I enter my final moments of life, I contemplate what unearthly forces could have laid the foundation for such madness. I sought after the privilege of fighting for my country, yet as I lay here dying for the same entity, I think not about the prestige and medals. I think of the poor souls not claimed, those left to simmer in a world inclined to wipe out whole populations in a timely fashion with synthetic disease and falsely labeled global and domestic threats. Today the war ends for me, but humanity will carry on the battle. Dachas.